Hi, my name is Felix Rosenquist. I'm an IndyCar driver, and I'm here on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line the driver of the number 10 Honda for Chip Ganassi Racing as we close in on the IndyCar Harvest GP, the one and only Felix Rosenquist. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Now, you spent a little bit of time there, of course, and being down in Indy, and of course for the 500, but this will be the first time that fans have been able to get into the track and see some of the improvements that have happened since Roger Penske bought the track. So other than all the action for that first October race that people are going to experience as fans, talk about some of the improvements or some of the cool things people have seen that you've noticed.
I think it's just an overall improvement to everything. You know, Roger is a man that is famous for, you know, looking into every detail. So I think it's just a more complete facility. You know, I've never been to the track as a fan, so I couldn't tell you what's different on that point of view, as I'm normally on the infield. But during the month of May, just, you know, walking around the facility, you can just tell how, you know, that this is definitely a world class, probably one of the best looking facilities in the world right now, and that just shows the commitment, you know, the Penske organization has done to increase the quality of this race and in the future. So I think the fans will, especially the ones who've been there for a long time, will notice a lot of differences.
Because of course, Felix, your viewpoint is usually behind the wheel on the track. We don't get to see that, but I'll let the listeners know too, is that there's a bunch of new Jumbotrons on there. I guess the whole track is going to be 5G connected. I was there covering the 500, and there's a bunch of improved concessions and restrooms and all sorts of things that I think just enhance the fan experience when it comes to October. And you guys race all over the country, so you're in hot places and regular as far as you know, the weather conditions and the seasonal things, and throughout the course of the season. It's a long season, goes from early in the year all the way to the end. But when it comes to Indy and having this first race in October, there's never been a race there. Your thoughts on the track? I know when we were talking with drivers, you know, there were things they had to consider just racing in August as opposed to May and the difference at the track. Talk about racing there in October.
It's definitely a difference. You know, we had the race earlier this year in the GP when it was super hot. It was almost 100 degrees, and the track temp was like 145 or something. And you know, coming back now, it's going to be like a different track. You know, the car is going to have way more downforce. You're going to get way more grip from the tires because of the colder weather. So you can basically say the colder it is, the better the car is going to handle. But like when you're on cold tires out of a pit stop or in the start of the race, it's going to be way more tricky to get the temp up in the tires. So it brings new challenges. And I think even if you learn something from being there earlier this year, it's going to be engineering-wise, it's going to be a completely different challenge, and also driving-wise. And it's also a doubleheader, which makes things even more interesting. So yeah, it's a cool addition to the calendar for sure.
When it comes to being able to race multiple races at a specific track, as opposed to, and especially this year with limited practices for a lot of those venues that you guys raced at, how much of it is an advantage? Do you feel as a driver, once you get your practice laps in, and these are places that you've been before over the years, you got it down, or is it always better to have multiple races at any specific track?
I think you learn the tracks pretty quickly, but I was a rookie last year, and when you come into a completely new track that is difficult, like you know, Long Beach or Laguna, you know, it definitely takes a few laps before you learn it. I think this year the rookies have had quite a lot of extra time in the car, which I think is fair because of the reduced practice time we had. But then again, like on a doubleheader, sometimes like the second day, it doesn't mean that you're driving better or your car is better. You know, things change so much. The weather changes, the dynamic of the field, how they change their cars changes as well. And sometimes you think you're improving something, but it's actually not better the day after. So I think everyone's pretty good at finding the limit within that hour practice, and then you don't know what's going to happen the second day, but it's definitely interesting, and it brings challenges like, you know, physical fitness is very important on the doubleheaders, and also just overall endurance from everyone working on track. And I think that's where our team Ganassi has been really strong. You know, they work really hard on fitness programs and things like that to make sure everyone is fit for these two coming days.
You mentioned the second year in IndyCar, and just recently we had Takuma Sato in town here, you know, with the BorgWarner trophy in the car and doing all of those kind of rounds, winning the Indy 500 recently. And for you, as you look towards some of those successes that you hope to have, he talked about how important it is, you know, to be that presence in America, in IndyCar, in racing for his fans back in Japan and for your racing fans and racing fans in Sweden. Talk a little bit about that. How much interaction or how much do they look for what it is that you're able to do on the track here this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, since me and Marcus Ericsson joined the grid last year, there's been really, really, really improved interest for IndyCar in Sweden. You know, we had Kenny Breck driving back in the day, and there's definitely a lot of knowledge still in Sweden when it comes to IndyCar. So there's a lot of new fans, which makes me really happy, but there's also a lot of, you know, fans from Kenny's time that still, you know, follows IndyCar, and I think we probably have, you know, probably one of the biggest followings on the field, you know, from Sweden. So
nice.
People are learning, and people love the sport. And I think since Kenny won the 500, I cannot say exactly which year. I think it was 2001. You know, Sweden has been craving to see someone drink milk again, and I think certainly me and Marcus both, you know, in next, the following, you know, we have good chances to do that. So yeah, it's definitely exciting for Sweden.
Well, you're definitely on the right track. It has been a tough year all over the world, right, with the pandemic and everything. 2020 has been a good year for you, and, you know, just winning your first race over at the Rev Group Grand Prix at Road America, which we here in Chicago consider one of our home tracks. Talk about road courses. You've always been great at those, had great success, and talk about your thoughts on road courses and specifically the Harvest GP.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the kind of tracks that come more naturally to me as a driver, because that's what I've been doing my whole career, basically. I think this year was definitely a good step on the oval, so for me, then that was the biggest target. I guess to say, you know, I had my first win in Road America, which was definitely a breakthrough. At the same time, it's been a bittersweet season. You know, we had a lot of races where we didn't finish the race, and most of them were actually when we were fighting for a really good position in that race. So yeah, it's just one of those years, kind of goes along with the whole 2020 deal. Yeah. But yeah, the road courses are fun for sure, and Indy GP is definitely one of the favorites for me. As you know, I had my first pole position there last year. Always felt like that track has suited me pretty well, and yeah, you know, I think it's a pretty good way to start rounding up the season here with some good road courses coming up.
Yeah, we're excited to see it. We're excited to see it. Let the listeners know, of course, we're talking with Felix Rosenqvist from Ganassi Racing. And you look at the success that they've had and other drivers within the organization, one of the top organizations in all of racing in a bunch of different series. So as we let you go, just highlight kind of, this is a good place to be. For you to be anywhere in IndyCar is great. You're at the top of the game in one of the top series in all of motorsports. But to be specifically at Ganassi, the team is really strong.
They are, you know, they have definitely been, I'd say, one of the most improved teams from last year. You know, they have a heritage of winning, you know, everything, you know, 500s, Daytonas, lots of IndyCar championships, you know, GT cars. And I felt like last year, you know, we were still in the front, but we weren't really fighting for it. And over the winter, you could just see how everyone was putting their head down, you know, from drivers to engineers to mechanics to crew chiefs, and everyone in the whole organization was just like, how can we get back to winning the 500? How can we get back to fighting for the title? And you know, that's exactly, you know, Scott didn't win the 500, but he was pretty damn close. And, yeah. You know, the championship, I'm not going to say he's already won it, but it looks certainly like he will win it, and you know, that just shows what a strong organization that can flip a around from one year to the other that way in such a successful way and quick way. And yeah, it's just a great place to be, man. It's a really impressive organization.
Yeah, it is a great place to be for a driver, a great place to be for fans, of course, is at Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Harvest GP on October 1st or the 4th. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. We'll let you get back to it, and looking forward to seeing you out there on the track, Felix. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thanks a lot. Good day.